Yes, sir, man. You already know what time it is. This is the DSA podcast. We are the Dirty South affiliates. I'm your boy Shaw, and as always, I got my favorite country cousin, my boy L Boogie.
Ha! Yes, Lord. What's happening, good people out here in the neighborhood?
And co-hosting today, we got the one and only Jay Beezy right in the building.
Beezy, man. What's happening, world?
So shit, man. Hey, shout out to everybody who been riding. I'm back, and today is my birthday.
Happy birthday, man.
Okay. Yeah,
all right, ain't nothing wrong with that. It's
We're gonna get into a couple topics. Shout out to all the Instagram followers. Shout out my boys over at Coast and Air Tray. Big birthday! Shout out to my boy Slim.
One time for that boy Slim on his B day too.
Twin.
Yes, Lord.
I'm supposed to hit him up. They probably recording now. I probably hit him up though. But shout out to them. Hey, check me out on the latest episode. I was on there chilling and hanging out with them boys. So check that out on YouTube and all the streaming platforms.
We go back with name money.
Yeah, September we go back. They doing another big panel. JBZ, you gotta join us.
I'm there.
That is an experience to itself. Them niggas feed you.
Yeah.
It ain't like our little hood ass podcast. They do they got a production spread and everything. Pizza. They got some kind of wing fucking them bitches up. Like last time I went, man, me and Slim got them fucked them guys up. He fucked them up while we were recording. He ain't even care. We was getting to it. But shout out to them. Let's jump into these topics. Y'all know how we do it. We let them topics come and they just keep going. So let's start it off with the story out of Clayton County, Southern Regional Hospital.
Up in Riverdale, Georgia.
A young woman was giving birth. She goes in the labor, going into labor at the hospital. The doctor's there and everything. And somehow this doctor managed to decapitate the head of the baby. Said the child's shoulders got trapped in the
vaginal canal.
And it's a whole sad situation. But what's crazier is the fact that, okay, I don't even know how to say this shit. It's the fact that they knew what happened right then and there.
Yeah.
But they continued on without letting them. Parents know what happened, and then when they did eventually let them know what happened, they tried to from what the lawyers were saying, that the hospital was trying to convince them immediately to cremate
the baby
and just get it over with.
Yeah,
without explaining what happened, to say it like that. So let's get into it. What y'all thoughts on it, man? Personally, I'm
I
just gonna tell
fucked
you
up.
If they sue the hospital, I hope they get whatever the fuck they had for you. Feel me? Sure. That's just how I feel about it. Because
it ain't no dollar sign.
And if you, but I'm just saying, like, whatever
it'll
they
never
want,
be enough.
I feel like, hey, y'all might well call that shit up. Because that was.
But y'all, it'll never be enough money, but y'all should change my life. Y'all have changed my life.
Yeah.
Try to make whole.
It's negligence on the doctor and the hospital behalf.
I feel like it is because you got to think they won.
The hospital denying into everything. They even denied the doctor.
Right.
they denied
the damn doctor.
They were like, she is not an employee.
She's not an employee.
No. Yeah.
How did she?
Because she's that girl.
She was one of the.
So, you know, she got her own private practice. So,
right,
so when she get ready to go into labor, she had to, you know, probably register
with
that hospital. Some type of contract?
She probably had to register with that hospital and be like, hey, my patient wants to have their child here.
And I'm going to be on call for
Yeah, and I'm on call. And yeah, so it's that type of shit.
I guess that's why you got lawyers, man. They going to be the one to know, you know, the ins and outs of how the hospital is involved in that. But either way, tragic situation, and they definitely deserve whatever.
Bro, the shit went on for like the first 3 hours of her basically, you know, being in labor, supposed to be delivering. Shit went on for like 3 hours. Then, before you know it, like you said, the
doctor had like an emergency C-section.
Well, this was after they delivered the head.
Yeah.
Naturally, like the head was delivered naturally, and they did a C-section to get the rest of the body out.
And the mama didn't even know none of this.
And the mama or the daddy, nobody knew.
I'm gonna be real with you. I was in the delivery room. Both time my wife gave birth, cause she had to have this C-section.
Yeah.
She just they weren't gonna be able to have a natural birth. And I can understand them not knowing what was going on, cause I did not look.
Well, you know, with not the C-section, they put the cover
yeah,
over.
Yeah, but
anyway.
You're still able to. You can see everything.
They yeah, you are. You are, but she can't.
But I'm saying the dude was in there too.
Yeah.
For the cesarean.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you,
they don't let you look at that.
Yeah, you a lie. I was delayed. I was right there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're
right there with Shay. I got all the
you're
shit
able
on.
To
I'm
see it.
Like them.
No, you're able to see it, but she's not able to see it because they have a cover straight down
over her.
See, but all he
see,
got to
I'm
do is just step over and look.
I can
over.
Just look like this.
See, yeah. I was in the room too for my son.
Mm-hmm.
He was delivered C-section. My daughter as well. So I mean, I was in there. But they have a sheet up, but I had to stay behind the sheet because they actually cut and all of that type of stuff. So they don't really let you into that area. So I'm sure.
See, I was dressed just like them. I had on the, I'm to the T. Like I got on whole suit. Whole
as if you finna deliver
got,
the damn.
Yeah,
baby.
Like my suit that I got on ain't even got no mag. It's just a whole fucking suit with the fade part and everything that was out with
eyes. When they
you feel
that, when they cut.
You can smell it.
And a shower cap. I had on all this shit in the shower cap.
The shit, it smells. Yeah.
And the lady was like, the lady asked me, she said, you want to
I didn't experience
you
know, that
can,
with my
you,
wife,
she like,
but she had one as well.
I got like, you know how to have the curtain right there. She's like, yeah, you good, you can look. But I went real close, and I peeked over, and I saw by a centimeter of an inch, T-liter, or whatever the smallest thing is, of red. And I bitched out. I backed off. Like, I'm good.
Several layers.
I'm good.
Yeah, because you got to think. They're getting through your skin. They're getting through tissue. They're getting through muscle. They're getting through all kinds of shit.
But do you think that was inexperience, cockiness, not caring, or just an accident?
See, that's the thing. That's a million-dollar question. That's something we'll never know. We could just suspect.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's what, you know, that's what we're doing.
I mean, she probably honestly thought it was, I mean, I don't know, bro. At some point, you got to realize that the natural birth ain't going
the way it's
supposed to go.
What's bothering me is that now you're hard to be contacted. Oh. And so, I can't see mistake in this.
Hey, she got a lawyer, bro. What
she
doing?
I can see why she's not being able to be contacted.
She lawyering up, dog. She ain't
contacted, right? Because it's like you don't go out and say anything when a situation like this, like nothing.
You gotta be taught what to say.
Any lawyer tell you?
Lawyer gonna get with her, and they right now they with her. Look, this is how they gonna repeat that shit a million times until it just come out naturally. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what they doing. Well, they. The lawyers know what they would have.
Right. And I mean, clearly she's at fault. Like, yeah, she done. Yeah.
That's crazy.
But at the end of the day, it's like.
I feel bad, though, because that
was behind. That was their first child.
That was their first child.
That's sad.
And, you know, you go to these places and you pay, because you have to pay for these doctors. You know what I'm saying?
Right. They wouldn't even let her see.
That shit ain't free.
Wouldn't even let her see the baby.
They prop the baby head up.
Prop the baby head.
On the body.
On the body. Yep.
And wouldn't let them hold the baby.
Yep.
And then try to get them to cremate.
Immediately.
To hide what they done.
To like, the baby.
So you go from, that's why I'm like, I can't really see it being an accident. It probably was initially an accident.
It started out as an accident.
But then it goes to, and how did the accident happen? To me, it seemed like
for
cockiness.
Me, it's,
if
I'm
she's
with,
a doctor.
I'm with you. For me, it's the cover.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like. From the first time you sense complication in that pregnancy, in that delivery, you that judgment should have been right then and there. Okay, we're gonna have to have a C-section. Emergency C-section. Like, soon as there was complications with the baby coming through the birth canal, like, you should have been like, that's the judgment you supposed to make.
Yeah.
All right, emergency C-section, y'all. We got to do this now. Get this baby out of here. But for you to...
That's where the cockiness come in. And it's like, you just going
to... Nah, we're going to do this naturally. Yeah. We're going to keep going. We're going to get it done. No, so that ain't like how that works.
So much in one to where you... Now you have this, this accident that turns into a tragedy. And you don't cause a life to be lost.
Fact.
That ain't had a chance, bro.
What they call it?
Like, I'm curious to know, as soon as you noticed that shit happening, what
shit
was
like a malpractice or something?
What was your mindset?
Boy, turns, nigga.
Like, I'm curious to know what was your, like, when that shit happened, right then and there, what was your mindset to just?
I think human nature kicked in. It was probably her. Oh my God, what happened? Oh shit, I done effed up. Right?
Scared the fuck out of anybody though. And that was scared the fuck out of anybody.
Yeah, I think she went into a panic mode of like not knowing what to do instead of just being straight up and saying, "All right, I done screwed up big time," and stepping out. Whatever, however that's supposed to go, I don't know. But the way she done that, and then just done dip off the scene.
That's crazy, bro.
And jacked up all the way around.
And now you're not able to be contacted. Can't nobody find you. To question you. So that makes it worse.
Here's the crazy thing. This happened back in July the 9th.
Yeah.
And this just now being discussed.
That's what I said. To me, that's the crazy part. Mm-hmm. That's the crazy part to me to be like, damn, that happened almost a month ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
don't make sense. The math ain't mathing.
Hey, it's a real
situation.
The
math ain't mathing.
We're talking about a whole month. Somebody should be releasing some type of.
And you're not able to be contacted.
It's a real situation. It's hard for anybody to just kind of deal with it. But I couldn't wrap my head around somebody doing it. Because like I said, you pay these doctors money. And you basically, you putting your life in their hands. Not on your life. Putting your child's birth in their hands. And because get what? If that delivery goes successful, your ass going to send a bill.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely going to do that.
Going to send a bill.
The next week.
But for me, I was like, you didn't even go through the procedure of doing it the right way, dude. So, somebody got to be held accountable. You can't.
So, do y'all think it's just the doctor? Both should be
held. Both should be held accountable because that doctor might not have worked at that hospital, right?
Right.
But those RNs or whoever the fuck else was in that room, dude.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
And neither one of them said anything.
All them worked for that hospital. You did what I'm saying. So,
I would have went straight to the head, whoever over the hospital, like, look.
Yeah, you gotta be like, hey, yo, this bitch.
This is what just happened.
This bitch is tripping, like, this ain't on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I didn't tell them straight up.
Both gotta be held accountable. That's my opinion, though.
I think more so the doctor, though. Then
I give them equal 50-50, bro.
Equal 50-50?
Equal 50-50.
I mean, I was just thinking 51-49.
I'm
9-10.
You
50-50.
9-10. 9-10.
Because she going to get hurt worse than the hospital regardless.
Yeah.
The hospital's just going to lose some money.
Well, that's why I say 51-49.
She could lose her license and all that type
of
shit.
She should lose.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She should never be able to practice again.
If she wasn't
That's just my
an
opinion.
Employee of the hospital, right?
Yeah.
Well, 90% of the blame go to her. 10% goes to the hospital to me because it's like, all right, y'all had to have somebody to oversee this procedure. Like what you were saying, you got nurses in there, so they oversee. Was supposed to step in.
Somebody that maybe they should have had a doctor that represent the hospital also in the delivery room. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that doctor, she does the delivery because that's her personal patient. The patient requested her doctor. Hospital. You know what I'm saying? But you need a facility to do it in. So we're going to put a doctor in here too. Like, you the lead. He just your... That the best nurse you can have. You know what I'm saying?
You think it was carelessness?
Look, I couldn't tell you. I wouldn't know. That's an honest question. I couldn't be like, yeah, no. Because I don't know. I don't think she had any intentions. I think she had all intentions of delivering a baby. It's just something
went wrong. I think it was a little bit of everything just put together, bro.
Shit go wrong, though, dog.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes a little bit of panic.
A little bit of being overwhelmed.
It does, but I wonder how much tugging goes into pulling on a baby's head. Like, shouldn't that come out first?
It should
kind of work the shoulders. Like, you just pulling on a baby's head.
I don't think you're supposed to pull, but I think you're supposed to kind of guide.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like, you're not so much pulling, but you kind of supporting, like holding, but at the same time, kind of, I guess, I don't know, ain't no doctor, but yeah, you know, open it up a little bit to kind of let it slide itself on that. That's just, you know, I don't know, ain't no doctor. It's just, you know, a thought, my opinion.
Yeah.
But I think that's what,
but I don't think he's supposed,
but to be pulling. Because, yeah, the baby is fully developed, but the baby ain't fully developed.
Exactly. Everything is soft. And, you know, all that stuff still soft at that point.
Everything. Skull. Yeah. All the bones.
I mean, even a fully developed person, you can't pull them by the head, by the... So that's why I think it was some carelessness. She probably was rushing.
Mm-hmm.
All kind of, ain't no telling. We wouldn't know. We don't know. It's just all speculation.
Yep. But still, I still think that's fucked up. And it she should get whatever coming to her. Like, she should get it wholeheartedly. Because that's... And I think more so because you tried to hide it.
Right.
That's what makes it worse. Like, had you just owned up to it...
That would have sucked.
Yeah. Like, had you just owned up to it... Yeah... Been pissed.
And you did it to yourself.
But right, you did it to yourself.
That's the part I'm like.
But to try to hide it, and now you can't be found.
Right.
Can't nobody find you to talk to you to get your perspective of what happened and how it went down. And
it's a fucked up situation. I hope the young lady and the young man, they able to get past it at some point. It'll probably take a while. They probably gonna need some therapy and some help. They need the community to rally around them. That's what they need. Feel me? But I hope they get whatever they got coming to them because they deserve. Because that didn't have to happen. It didn't have to happen.
For real.
That's something that could have been avoided.
Could have been avoided, bro.
You know what I'm saying? If you would have been paying attention,
I think that's what I said, Russian, carelessness, all that. I think they should get whatever they had for, because that's messed up. Southern region, you know you fucked up, right? You know you done fucked up, right? Shit, whatever. Up in River Georgia. Tracy St. Julian.
You know, it said she tried for hours to deliver the child. Like, hours after a certain point.
Dude. Hey, your ass should have went to bed.
Your ass should have went home to the C-section.
My wife showed me a reading of, like, you know, how people record the times and things that happen within the time.
Yeah.
She showed me a reading, and don't quote me on this, but the time frame was something to the point of, like, 7:30, and then got a big ass gap, and it dropped down to like 10:30, and then you got another gap at like 12 something.
That crazy.
Like, bro, that shit crazy, she bro. Like that. That was not cool.
Prayers up to the
family.
And the gentleman. But Yeah, that's right there in Clayton County. That would shock me. I was like, wow, for some reason, Clayton County? Right. Close to home. But on to some other news that's been popping off over the past week. Raw for it all.
That we call it.
I call it SummerSlam. SummerSlam, Alabama. That's what I call it. SummerSlam. Like so for people that don't know, that was a huge fight in Montgomery, Alabama, which started from. I'm gonna go on and say a family who just felt they were super privileged.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They had a platoon boat that was parked at the dock, so the dock security guard. I heard one report say he was security guard. I heard one report say he was a dock captain, co-captain. But whatever the fuck he worked for them, worked at the dock. Mm-hmm. And he tells this privileged white family with this platoon boat, you gotta move your platoon boat. The ferry needs to dock. So, what do? They answer him back with violence. Just pure negative violence. And all of them jumped on. Like the white man, the younger white men, the white young white women, older white woman. They all jumped on the man. And that man made one glorious move. That nigga threw that hat in the air.
He stepped back. That nigga and then threw that hat.
And it just like, that was like, that was a call for the Wakandans to come in.
That was that Batman symbol.
Well, and you saw people, one young man jumped off the ferry boat. That nigga swam his ass over there. Get over there, because he was like, oh shit, partner need help. So when you cut to the second video and you see a mob of angry black men with no shirt on, you know
shit just got real, boy. They about to go down.
Shit got real.
It's about to go down.
And I don't know if these privileged white folk understand. Like, I have no problem with white people. I love all people. I'm gonna be real with you. You know what I'm saying? Yep. I was raised that way.
As long as you ain't ignorant.
I was raised that way to love all people. But these white people right here didn't quite click in their head that you might get your ass whipped, man. Because they stayed on the boat just trying to talk. And when the first shot went off, pow, I said, yeah, it's about to get real.
Here's something that's mind-boggling to me. For anybody that knows Montgomery is predominantly black.
It is.
And then for you to have this white family decide they just gonna jump on this black man.
Around all these black folks.
And it was just not finna happen.
Yeah.
They bold. I give them that much.
Bold as shit.
They bold as shit.
They tell me they done this before.
Oh yeah, 100%. They done engaged in that kind of activity before, dog. They felt too comfortable with that shit.
Yep.
Like this in the open.
Yep.
You don't care who looking.
Yeah.
But you ain't thinking that everybody look just like that man I'm jumping on.
Yeah.
And boy, when I tell you, they got the ass whooping of a lot. Man, I ain't seen a good ass whooping like that in so long. Lord, I miss it.
And I like how the women whooped the women ass. Yeah, yeah. And the
they
men was
throwing
them.
They threw one of them
in the
water.
They ain't give a shit,
it was
boy.
A great old-fashioned ass whooping.
Ain't
nobody pull out no gun.
Nothing. It was just straight-up ass whooping.
That goddamn folding chair. That ass chair like an AK, though. That boy was knocking their ass out. All I heard was the
song. Like an AK.
Like an AK. They be like, ah! Like, ah!
Ain't no bullets and shit, but he did.
Hey, that one lady he hit.
The only thing that made me feel like, damn, man, that's too far.
When
he hit that lady
crawling. Hell nah, you should have got your ass out there. Go up top somewhere.
He knocked the shit out of her, bro.
He hit her ass.
That shit was.
So, he done gave her damn brain damage.
He hit that motherfucker. He walked on and said, papaya.
Oh, boy.
It looked like the lady was holding her head and somebody else was trying to hit her. She was like, hold on, this motherfucker just hit me with a chair.
But when I tell you, she ain't going to never forget that moment.
Hell no.
Oh, my God.
Hell.
So when I saw that, bro, I said that was well.
That should be a T-shirt.
Deserved that. That was just.
What y'all think the tail price of them went on to now?
I don't know, but y'all didn't get one for Christmas.
No, dead ass. Walmart have like 18, like $18.99. The bitch like $29.99, $39.99.
Yeah, they don't went up. One for Christmas. That's what I'm getting.
They don't went up for a Christmas. Bro, don't come in here with no damn.
I'm giving you a phone right now. Yesterday's price. Gotta be ready. Revolution done been televised, brother. The revolution done been televised.
Gotta keep one, man.
Hey,
gun down, chairs up.
That just made me think. The buddy played, the guy that played Floyd on House of Pain.
Yeah.
Homeboy. My buddy did a video, right? He said, all this stuff going on, brawl going on in Alabama. I just went on here and got license to carry. So I'm like, okay, shit, I feel you, bro. Buddy nigga stepped back and he had a trash bag, like some plastic. From a trash bag tied around his waist with a chill hook to that
bag. Walk around and chill. I just saw another clip or something. I won't say it happened in upstate New York where the dude was chasing after black dude. The dude had a chill.
Had that yellow chill.
Just set your ass down. So you're doing up. Too much.
Here's the thing though.
Funny how that shit went crazy.
What the hell a random folding chair
come from? I don't know, bro.
Loading dock.
I think somebody up top just said, here's my chair,
loading dock.
I don't know where that chair is. It's like somebody. Hey, you know what happened?
He ain't sitting on my boat.
You know what happened, bro? Chair. I guarantee you, do what happened.
What the fuck?
It was some folk that were just out there vacationing, and they sitting there in the chair, and shit probably said, hold you! Hey, caught that chill. Thank you, Jesus. And he went crazy on me. Stone Cold hitting everybody with a chair. All I heard was the glad break when that nigga brought the chair out. But my first thing I said was, where in the fuck did he get a chair?
Because
nigga was throwing hands, and then all of a sudden. It was a chill. I was like,
you see, well,
did that nigga do that? The ancestors at the bottom of the lake must have goddamn gave that nigga the chill. Here you go. How are you being, bro?
That's how old black people waved to swim across the damn
river. Speaking of,
bro, that was like, a crazy brawl. That's going to be the brawl of 23, bro.
I love that shit.
Brawl of 2023.
That's some history, man.
Yeah.
I love that
shit. And it was, like you said, it was in Alabama.
In Alabama, we don't get no more races than that.
Montgomery,
Alabama.
Them niggas went ham, and I loved it. I'm planning my next family vacation.
I gotta go visit Montgomery, bro. I was fucking throwing. I was like, they ain't in no damn Montgomery with that water.
So we need to do a little quick little family vacation.
Ain't no shit exists. I'm gonna take me a chill. I'm gonna prop up in front of that damn river.
Oh,
I'm
gonna, shit.
I'm gonna get a few pictures in here.
Oh, wow.
He knocked nigga out of his crops. He knocked the mite out of his crops.
This
right
water black felt. That ain't swimming the crops. Right here. This it. This shit better be in the history books.
Oh, man. But y'all was stupid.
Family vacation. We're going to Montgomery. I'm like, we're going to damn Montgomery. No, son. We're going to Montgomery. Alabama.
Gonna learn something today.
You gonna learn something,
bitch. Hey, what about? I don't know if they were cops or not. I know they damn had these little handcuffs on.
Yeah, it
on
was the police out though.
They was at the top and they was just looking down.
No, that was the security. That was the security.
But if you, I've been saying, if you notice,
they were looking down watching.
A lot of them really weren't like.
Yeah, security for the doctor.
They were like, shit.
Security?
Yeah.
They was just holding their shit.
You got to think, though, dog.
Hold on. All right, hold on, Jim.
You got to think, though, dog. A lot of companies.
Just need it.
You gotta think, a lot of companies, when they hire security and they tell them something major, like a major ad brawl, they be like, fall back, let local PD.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let local PD. That's why them dudes were standing on top.
They kind of keep it.
Yeah, like, don't let contain it. Yeah. Don't get out there and let once they see local PD, they all can just be like, oh, I'm
just the hell out of my hand. Right, I ain't got to do
it. I read lips and shit, and I could have sworn somebody said, y'all gonna stand here and ain't gonna do shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
And they said, we can do
it. And he said, I'm getting my paycheck regardless. They had it ad with them coming. But shout out to them, man.
Hey, man, shout out to the folks.
They were giving
that
play-by-play.
She said, swimming his ass off, getting over there.
I'm talking about the lady that was on the step and the dude that was on the step that were giving the play by play. They telling the police every fucking thing that happened. Mm-hmm. Police said, hey, can I get a statement from y'all? They shut that shit down, got the hell on.
Yeah, ain't snitching on nobody.
Ain't, hell nah, ain't nobody saying shit about no statement. I'm out this bitch.
Real.
You know, we don't give statements.
Nah, we don't do that.
Not until it affects us.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Personally, I ain't giving no statement. Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
The only way you're going
to
get
personally, one. I wouldn't feel comfortable giving a statement at that anyway, because it means I have to snitch on all these glorious brothers who came out here to do some real damage.
To come together as one. Shit.
So I'm like,
hey man, shout out to everybody that helped that dude.
For real. Oh, yeah.
Shout out. I hope everybody get bail money.
Y'all the real
some
ones.
Some of y'all ain't went to jail.
Somebody need the Harlem Night ass. Night shit. Somebody need the Harlem Night ass.
Everybody out.
If you know, you know, shit.
I just want, I'm like you though, JB. I don't know what the fuck that ward is.
Yeah, yeah.
In Montgomery. I ain't even know Montgomery had. But you know what crazy?
Yeah.
I just saw some shit where there are lakes and rivers forming in the desert. In the Saudi Arabia desert, because they done got more rain. They done got more rain than they done ever got over there, bro. And like in the middle of the Saudi desert, right? You seen pictures of the Saudi desert. It's just desert. I don't know, my nigga. Some of that shit done grew vegetation. Shit green, bro.
The ocean is rising.
Shit crazy. And then they got like full ass lakes forming in the middle of the fucking desert.
Atmosphere down so changed.
That shit crazy.
How you think about it?
It's about to be a damn desert. They about to have the trees.
And y'all dumb ass folks keep going up there to Lake Lanier. Y'all seen that shit? That's another person passed up there in Lake Lanier.
Yeah, because there's a whole city up under that motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know Adrian McCotry from the Atlanta Dream. She She executive producing a horror film they're making about the lake.
For real?
Yeah. They've been over there filming and everything. Movie getting ready. Shit, getting ready to come out.
That's dope.
But, yeah. I might check that out just because of who, like, who's associated with it. Mm-hmm. But it's a horror movie, so you know they probably gonna draw on something.
When you learn about these lakes all around, you'll find out that
they made them lakes. I'm skeptical of Lake Jackson.
Yeah, that's what that is.
They flooded the community.
I feel like
that's how they got these lakes.
I feel like that about Lake Jackson.
Oh yeah, all these big prominent lakes.
Cause when you go out to Lake Jackson, you be like, man, it don't even it. You look at it, right? It don't look like that big ass mass of water should be right there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can go somewhere and be like, oh yeah, it's supposed to be a big ass lake because you got a creek and a stream and shit coming from Jackson. Man, Jackson Lake don't look like it's supposed to be there, dog.
Yeah.
It just don't like. Over time, you done seen it so many times, it looked normal. But when you step back and be like, why is all this fucking water in the middle of Jackson? You feel? Yeah. And where the fuck did it come from? Because it ain't connected to no kind of big ass river or nothing.
Yeah, Lake O'Connor.
See, I ain't never been there.
Right. So it's like, what is High Falls connected to?
Nothing. They made that motherfucker. Like Indian Springs, I might believe it. I might believe
Indian
Springs.
Indian Springs,
been there.
And then the lake. That lake is.
That lake kind of fishy, though. You be like, I don't know if this supposed to be. Y'all like kind of made this. And the other part, that's natural. But this lake, y'all. But yeah, I saw that shit on Lake Lanier. Somebody else. Two people. One person got electrocuted.
In the water.
Yeah, and the other person that just recently had just drowned. And I was just like, all these people that drowned, you know the first thing they say when they talking about them after they done drowned? Mm-hmm. They were just the best swimmer I ever seen. They all say that. They all say they was a hell of a swimmer. Why the fuck is a hell of a swimmer drowning? You know what I'm saying?
Mouth ain't.
But how does electricity pops up in just one part of the water?
It don't, bro. They explain what happened to that shit. So there's a reservoir or some shit over there off of the lake. They built some kind of electrical hydro, some technical shit that I done I would, if I tried to pronounce it, it'd sound like Japanese. But they saying that there are small pockets in that lake where there are electrical currents. Just, you know what I'm saying? Like, randomly, though.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't like certain spots where that shit happening. It's just like random. So they think that was that electrical charge coming from. And I was like, yo, hey, bro, you couldn't pay me $1 million to get on that lake. I don't care
hell
what you
no.
I don't care what you offer. Nigga, I ain't going up there. Where you going? Lake, nah, bro. I would.
Now, I do want to go and see it.
I don't.
Like,
I don't
like, I ain't trying to get in the water or nothing like that. Like,
I don't want to see it, bro.
In the parking lot.
I didn't see the lake. I saw the sign.
Because I'm like.
Cause, and it's just because I done heard so much about it.
At this point, it ain't even infamous no more. It's just downright foolish to go.
And you, at this point, you're an idiot.
If you go.
Keep getting into the lake.
For real.
Exactly.
Like, you doing that to yourself.
And all this shit going on with it.
But I will say, we didn't hear as many cases as we've been here. So it almost seems like people done pulled back from going out there on the lake.
You got to, though, dog. You got to.
Or just sit on the beach
side. Why would you keep going somewhere where people keep dying?
Yeah.
They're just like, well, take that for example. When we were young men, we used to love to go to the club. But after nigga get shot a couple times, you kind of be like, nah, let's find me somewhere else to go. You feel me?
Find me somewhere. I think they playing the game.
Let me find somewhere else to go. So I wouldn't want to go somewhere where more keep popping on dead, bro. That's ridiculous. But people go, yeah. It's a major like
attraction
for the summer. Yeah. Like, you know, people be out there on the boats and all types of shit. You know what I'm saying? But
having a real good time.
But see, I ain't no water person, though. Like, I ain't no Avatar way of the water over here. Don't put me out on no goddamn water, bro. I'm good. I'm more functional on land than I am water. I ain't no good. Actually, I'm no good to you if we on water. Let's just keep it booked. I'm no good. Don't ask me to help. Don't ask me to do casa
I don't mind the water. I'm just not big on it. Like,
I ain't never went in no lake, though. Have you ever swim in a lake?
I would never.
Have you? You ain't never swam in a lake?
No, I ain't never been in a lake.
I can't swim, so that answers my question.
You couldn't pay me to go in a lake where I can't see shit.
You done swam in a lake?
Yeah.
I ain't never been in no lake, bro.
The water is dirt. I can't see shit. I'm not getting in that.
Yeah.
That nigga said I'm not getting in dirt.
I need to be able to see shit at the bottom. I gotta see something.
So you get in the ocean?
Yeah, to where I can see something. Once I can't see
that, I'm
coming back in.
I ain't doing it. I'm fucked that ocean. I say that ocean can drag you if you don't know what you're doing. That shit can pull your ass. Bro, the only time I've been to the ocean and my heart dropped, bro.
That shit will take your ass to a whole nother.
Before something eats
you. Right. Something eat your ass. Whale or something gonna swallow your motherfucking ass.
Think so.
Will
or
shark.
Then
Will be like, I think I just picked up a little sardine.
Will be like, that's big fish, boy. I don't know what that was right now. That big was good, though. Nigga, got a hanging out of goddamn mouth.
Y'all got any more of them humans?
One of them big ass seals. What that was? Yeah. Like them big ass seals. Yeah, that whole human. Hey, that ocean shit scared, though. I remember we went on vacation one year, and me, D, and David. And D family and the children had ran out there like we unpacking the shit out of the car, right? We pull up at the hotel, we unpacking. The children get the fuck on. We turn around, everybody like, what the children at? Boy, them niggas out there in the ocean. Like, in the ocean, bro.
How deep?
Hmm?
How deep?
Shit, man. They were little, so it was deep regardless. You feel me? They were little. It was deep regardless. In the ocean.
Didn't have a kill.
What? That shit scared the goddamn hell out of me, dog.
They have a care in the world.
Because I know how easy a wave could come in and shit.
Pick their little ass up.
Go right. Shit, D ran out there. I got all of them out. And D mom was like, D, you take all the boys? I take all the girls. And he had to give all of them a spanking. And D saying, I love you to death, but you are a sucker uncle because you copped out on them little, them little licks he was giving. Man. But that shit scared the hell out of me. So that's why I don't fuck with the ocean.
I got stoned by a jellyfish. That shit changed my life.
Oh, man, you just need somebody to piss on.
What that shit feel like, bro?
I walked on water, bro. No lie.
But you ain't walk on no damn water. I did.
What it feel like?
Shit. What it feel like?
Yeah.
Was it hot fire?
That shit. It was a horrible sting, put it like that.
A horrible sting.
Yeah, yeah. About like 100 bees was stinging you at one time. That shit hurt. I'm telling you, I walked on water, bro. I ran
you
didn't pee
on it? You supposed to pee on it, bro.
Listen, I ain't know shit about shit. This the first time this shit done ever happened.
Go pee on
it. I run into the fucking hotel. Granted, I'm running across the sand. So shit, I ain't running that fast.
Right.
I get into the hotel. I get on the elevator, and I'm like, oh, shit. So I'm trying to go in and rinse this shit off and see what went on. I get on the elevator, and it was a guy on there, a white dude. He said, what's wrong? I said, I got stung by something. I don't know what it was. I said, I think it was a jellyfish. He said, did you see a little? Yeah, he, you know, gave a description of what that shit looked like. And I was like, yeah. It was some clear blood. Yeah. He said it was a jellyfish, so he was like, go back downstairs, get some sand, and rub the sand on. Went back down there and done that shit. That shit eased up big time. Went and took a shower, that shit started back hurting again.
Damn.
Went back and put some more sand on that shit and left the sand on there.
Yeah.
Like, dog, that shit hurt,
had
bro.
You known, you could have just pissed on it.
I ain't pissing on my leg.
Hey, bro, it worked.
What the hell I'm going to do? Pee in a cup? Pour it on the back of my leg?
Yeah. Like, yes. Pee in the cup. Get wet. The pain.
Peeing on me.
The pain would have went away instantly.
And that pee pee.
It's whatever. You done been stung by a jellyfish.
I was at the beach and I saw a motherfucker pee on a nigga.
So it was.
Nigga was like, dude, why is the jellyfish? Dude said, bloop. But it was like, damn.
He just had some pee ready to go. And he'll whip you shit out on.
Bro, what the
fuck? I just so happened to pee.
We at the ocean.
I just so happened to got to pee.
Now, if I'm around any amount of water, I got to pee.
Don't pull your shit out of pee on me. You hear me?
I'm just saying. But that's how we ain't
going to be cool no more.
That's how you get rid of that instant pain, dog. It's something in your urine that interact with you. And you take it all
over. Hey, bro, you remember that day Sean pissed on your leg, bro?
I pissed right on the kneecap. Nigga ain't got bit by a jellyfish. Hey, that pissed on you. Be R. Kelly type shit all the way over again.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Couldn't deal with that shit.
But no, that is the most effective way of dealing with the jellyfish thing.
Yeah, pee on it.
Hey, anybody got to pee?
Now, you lucky if you can pee on yourself, you can do that in private. if I had to piss on myself to calm some pain, I'd glad to pee on myself. Shit, you came into this world pissing on yourself. Some of us pissed on ourselves a long time before they got the hold of it.
But you
real. Nah, but ain't nobody peeing on me.
You can pee on yourself.
I ain't peeing on myself either.
You pissed on yourself.
I ain't never pissed on myself.
You was a liar.
The only time I pissed on myself when I was in a diaper.
It happened though.
I ain't had no control over that.
It happened.
Yeah, that shit hurt, man. Yeah. Stay at the ocean. Stay at the lake. Get in the pools and the shower and call it a day.
Facts.
Don't even get in the tub because it's gonna be dirty water then.
And you know a reason why? Another reason why I don't get in the pool and shit though. Other reason why I don't get in the water is because niggas play too much.
And see, that's what I don't
that's
like.
That's the number one reason.
Like, all that horse playing in the pool, like, trying to grab niggas and throw niggas in and shit. I ain't with all that.
Niggas play too much, so that kind of keep me away from water altogether. And you think about how many times you done been like, around where niggas just play too much.
In. Like, if I'm going to get in, I'm going to get in.
I remember that day Stan B was hit, or we was at the pool with Nisha. Was she there, Monty?
I don't know.
We went to the pool with me, Stan B, Nisha, I thought you were there.
What pool?
It was some apartment complex in Griffin. Matter of fact, it was on this side of town. Not this side, but like over here by what's the Future Road? What's that light? Future Road? Is that Future Road where the light is? Yes. Where you can cross right over and be over there? Is that what that is?
Come on, with the high school.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Not the, you don't go past the house, you go more past the elementary school.
Oh, yeah, that's Peter Road.
And come out by that church, you know, that church and stuff, sit on the left-hand side. Yeah. Once you go past the school.
Yeah, that's Peter Road.
Okay, that light right there, you keep straight.
Oh, yes.
And it's an apartment complex over there in the little cut.
Grandview, that was me.
Yeah. You understand me playing too much that day. Because Nisha had to have motherfucking she had to have enough of this shit. And I was like, see?
Yeah, because she got pissed off that
day. Oh, wow, she was pissed. Yeah. Because she was supposed to, she wasn't trying to get a helmet. And that nigga slammed in the pool.
How you get in the pool?
Cause she was chilling, bro.
Nah, she was just chilling. Like, she was in the pool.
We were playing in the pool. She was chilling.
She was like in 3 feet, walking back and forth, and on the float or whatever.
Like, you know where I stand on. Like, I'm not getting in the water unless you know what I'm saying. But Stan B would play for that day and slam Nisha in that water. Soon as he did it. Well, we all started going to get our clothes. We like, well, yeah, the shit over with, bro. Yeah.
Time to go back to the hood.
Bro. Like, we went in out here a whole 2 hours, bro.
Time to go back to the hood.
Yeah. That shit went bad so fast. But yeah, like, that's why I don't go swimming or be around bodies of water. That's the number one reason. Niggas play too much. I ain't got time. Plus, I got on clothes.
Can you swim?
No, nigga. I ain't know how to swim.
Yeah.
You know, he Aquaman over there know how to swim.
Absolutely.
This motherfucker
taught
himself how to swim.
He got Aquaman, man.
He don't taught himself every damn thing. Yeah, he just taught himself how to jump over a whole goddamn car at 3.
Yeah, nigga said be bored. Nigga just go learn how to do shit.
Came outside one day. I can jump over that car. Not a hill you can.
And make you think, nah, I used to do shit like that when I came out. I just jump over the hood of the truck.
I said, what the fuck?
Why you want to jump over the hood of the truck?
See if you can do it.
No, because I might trip up. And then before you know it, your ass out there trying shit.
How the hell you do that? He's 7 years old. Like,
he do shit like that, bro.
Jump clear across the damn field.
And when he do it, you be like, now how much time did you spend out here trying to jump over the hood of a truck, bro? Like, it make you wonder, like, did you stay out here all afternoon trying to figure this shit out?
I'm going to get it. I'm going to show these niggas.
He get it, though.
Yeah, I was stupid.
He eventually get it. Because he'll sit there and be like, why didn't jump clean over that motherfucker? He be like, dog. Did you just jump over the hood?
You taught yourself how to swim. You probably drowned twice, man. Like,
yeah,
shit,
just
like,
fuck it. I got it this time.
You know, I got it this time.
It won't happen again.
Oh, man. That's stupid.
Keep laying with the dog. They trying to tell me that shit. We was out here on the high. Dog pedal, nigga. Dog pedal. Ain't no goddamn flappy. Flappy legs and stuff, man. Them niggas jump in the pool like they been swimming since birth. Shit, I look good. You just get tossed in there. You remember that shit?
Oh, yeah.
They just grab that nigga like this. And
like, literally, throw, he wasn't but 3.
Toss that nigga, and then that nigga come up, like, nah. I be like, how in the fuck?
Matter of fact, he...
You can swim, can you swim?
Yeah, he was 3.
But see, baby, like, young kids, shit, naturally, they can. Especially babies. Because they already in that...
Yeah, that habitat, pretty much, being in that...
That makes sense, though. Nigga, I swim, I swim like a rock.
If you think about it, a lot of times, like when you put an infant in the water face down,
they
naturally turn themselves on, flip themselves over on their back.
Yeah, see, I swim like a rock.
Imagine. Now,
straight to the bottom.
I can swim like a fish, but the one thing I cannot do is lay back and float.
I can't do that either.
I cannot
lay back. That shit puzzles me, dog, how the motherfuckers just say relax.
My daughter can do that shit.
I'm talking about they lay back. They lay back like they laying on a damn float.
Yeah.
But and how they said, do they do that, though?
I don't know,
my
bro.
My daughter can do it. She tried to teach me. That shit didn't work, but that water went over my face. I'm like, fuck that. I turn on and swim
over. Hey, when they're walking on your face, that's it, bro. That's it. That's
no. We got to regroup now.
Hey, you know
what I'm saying? I can never get that shit, bro. But I can, like, anything, like, backstroke, breaststroke, sideways, like if you're trying to rescue somebody, like all of that. I know I do all that shit.
I'm be the nigga you have to rescue.
But Having to lay back and float.
And then they said that's supposed to be like the easiest thing you can do.
Yeah.
They said that's supposed to be like the easiest thing it is to do is just float.
For me, treading water here.
It's a certain way you're supposed to angle your body.
Yeah.
Because the water is supposed to help assist.
Right.
So I don't know. I can't even tell you if it's supposed to be feet down,
head down,
whatever.
Like, what's going on?
Just a little.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot.
That shit crazy. That shit crazy as hell.
It balances you in the water and shit.
I hope so. But I ain't gonna never. I'm not getting out of that trying shit. No.
You don't get in no pool?
Nah.
You don't fuck with the pool?
I don't fuck. I get in there, sit in it, but I ain't.
I mean, I do. Me personally, I do feel like that's something everybody should learn to do. Just from a safety standpoint, it's swim.
Hell yeah.
It's like I
should. You mess around being the damn flood.
Exactly. Then what?
Take my own sweet Jesus, because I ain't gonna make it.
That boy crazy. Children,
they'll make it. They know how to swim.
They do?
Yeah.
You grow. I take that back. Yeah, I couldn't swim in no flood. Can you imagine that water?
Bro, if I can't swim in a swimming pool, I know goddamn well I can't.
You trying to swim in that shit?
Currents and shit.
Had to wait for that shit come.
Wait for that shit come by. Yeah, you gotta wait till the water recedes a little bit. I'm just gonna hold up on top of the highs until.
Right. This shit ain't come up yet. This shit still moving. Hell no.
Like a river.
That whole Flint River done came through the damn neighborhood.
Fuck around and dive off in that bitch into the roof of a goddamn car.
Hey, shit be like that.
That
shit be like that in Florida though, after them hurricanes. Yeah. The street be so full, right? Fuck around, be trying to get out. They're like gonna be running to a Toyota Camry trying to goddamn get out of that water. I be trying to figure out how they navigating that shit. Cause when they flood down there, right, and the water gets so high, they be on them boats. But like, nigga, you on a main street, like. How the fuck y'all know how to keep it? You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be something.
Well, I get because they've been riding them streets for so long.
Like, when the water get high as the stop sign. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. I get because they've been riding the streets for so long. They know the
like
streets.
Landmarks
on top,
like,
so they use the landmarks on top.
Johnson, no, they're going to meet Johnson on top.
And they pretty, look, and they pretty much ride. They pretty much ride in the middle of the road anyway.
That shit amazes me about Florida, though. I look at that shit and be like, how the fuck they know how to navigate in them boats when the street floods?
They be moving like
they ain't
moving
in
like
the river or the creek. They on a goddamn street.
Yeah.
It looked like a whole goddamn river that came.
Moving like hell.
Check this shit out. How do the boats go up in there?
What you mean?
It's a flood. It's flooding. What the fuck? Where they get the boats from?
Exactly! Where the boat come from? Didn't it drown too?
You know what I'm saying? Cause you know it's on the trailer.
Boats don't drown.
It's on the trailer. The damn boat ain't gonna come up in there with the trailer. You don't have a boat.
Like, yeah, I'm like with him. Like, what the fuck y'all got all these boats at ready
boat
for the fluid?
The boat ain't just sitting in the damn yard.
Some of them be them inflatable boats though.
Yeah, some of them be them inflatable boats.
I ain't talking about the inflatable boats. But even
some of those regular boats, like, once they get home, like, the boats ain't always tied down. They just sitting on the trailer a lot of times. Because they just at home chilling.
That makes sense.
So a lot of them don't really be.
You water in the top of it. That damn shit ain't floating.
But see, the thing is with a boat,
yeah,
you
but you
got to
think. It ain't, you ain't going to get no more water on the top quicker than you was on the bottom because it's a flood. So the flood starting from the bottom. So it's going to catch the boat and push that bitch on up.
That's a good question, though. I ain't think about it like that. Like, what the fuck the boat come from? Like, boat didn't go up under with the car?
So I think
the car be up on the water, bro.
Shit,
yeah, because a car ain't finna.
But I'm just saying, though, like
a boat is meant to float on water.
So when and be like, where was you at when the flood? Like, where these people be at when the flood started to get on the boat? Like, your shit didn't flood. Or was it? Did you get a running start and go jump on the boat and just catch the current?
You know what I'm saying, it ain't making sense. So you get enough water inside of that boat, especially from the rain and shit. Hell, where is it draining to? Cause it's going inside of that motherfucker. I don't know.
That's a good question. Like,
all
just,
right, for all the boat people out there,
you just made my high club. That was a good ass question.
For all the boat people out there, tell her how the hell y'all get these damn boats when it's flooded.
Well, they're gonna have to tell your ass on the next episode because this one, It's about to come to an end. So it's about time we give our shout outs, our social media, and kick it off. Shit. You can find us at the DSA Podcast on Instagram. Go check us out. Leave a comment. Follow. Do all that, man. It's much appreciated if you go check it out. Hit me up at Showsboy82 on Instagram. Check out the Brilliant Ignorance page. Check that out on Instagram. Cool. What you got?
Man, you already know, man. It's Country Cuz. You can find me at the DSA Podcast and nowhere else. Unless you want to come see me at IG.
I deactivated my
At your Country Cuz, huh?
I've been trying to get rid of my ex,
but it's just been getting deeper.
What?
Deeper and deeper.
Hey, it's just been getting.
I need to go to counseling. It's just been getting deeper and deeper.
And you can find me on Not a Damn Thing because I ain't got shit with it yet. But hey, I did make some strides on the website.
You gotta get on social media, bro.
I'm on social media, but I ain't shit to look at. So don't come looking for me on that.
I gotta get active too. I've been getting active. I was supposed to get active today because my birthday and take a bunch of pictures and put on that, but I just got laid.
Plus, you want to learn.
I get back.
I used my birthday to my advantage and just laid around all goddamn day.
Ain't no wrong with that.
It's your day.
So, check us out on that. Check us out on all major streaming platforms. That's Apple Podcasts, Spotify for sure. Odyssey, we on the Odyssey app for the Odyssey Podcast. Everywhere, Google Play, anywhere where you can stream and listen to your favorite podcast, we on there. Just type in DSA Podcast, photo will pop up. Yes, we are. Hit the subscribe so you will get a notification every time a new episode.
Make sure you do that.
Don't want to miss them.
Nah. So shout out to everybody once again. Shout out to Coastal Ashray. Podcast birthday twin, what happened, Slim?
Man, happy birthday to both of y'all, boy. Man, and one more game.
Fought it one, and I made it. That's all I ever say when I have a birthday. I just say I made it.
Made it to another.
I got a couple homeboys that didn't get. They got this for them, but it didn't go right for them. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I'm a lucky breed.
That's it.
But shout out to everybody out there, man. We appreciate y'all. This is DSA Podcast, and we are
out.